Everywhere in the world, we can observe and be touched by acts of kindness. People from all walks of life, faiths, and cultures extend themselves beyond the call of duty to help others unconditionally. Through their noble deeds, humanity as a whole is elevated. To commend virtuous actions and encourage more people to be inspired by their examples, Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly created a series of awards, including the Shining World Leadership Award, Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Awards, Shining World Honesty Award, Shining World Protection Award, Shining World Intelligence Award, and Shining World Inventor Award, to recognize some of the most exemplary, generous, caring, and courageous people who walk among us. Connor Kindred is a 10-year-old humanitarian who lives with his loving family in Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada. Connor has always had a big heart. One day, he found himself with a video game player he did not need and wanted to donate it. What has happened since is truly remarkable.
I wanted to send my Xbox 360 away to Ethiopia, but my parents told me they had no electricity or clean water, and I thought that was kind of weird, and that was the first reason. And the second reason is that I am adopting a little brother from there named Daniel. And Rod Tyler, he let me speak at his meeting in the IMAX, and I presented some slides about about my well wish and why clean water is important.
Connor quickly realized that a video game player was not a practical gift for his Ethiopian peers. He learned about situations, for instance, where 1,000 Ethiopian children had to share one clean water tap at school. They needed wells and related facilities. In November 2010, Mr. Rod Tyler, a family friend, provided Connor with his first speaking opportunity at a local IMAX theatre and matched the funds raised for a total of $1,400.
Connor came to speak to a group of my clients. I am a financial advisor. He stole the hearts of 150 people there. He made a plea for a little bit of money, and they gave him a few dollars, and we added some more to it. I think at that point he began to realize that he could do something special. He's obviously a very special young man. He's somebody who's wise beyond his years. He's got a great heart.
Meanwhile, Connor had been saving his own money. Instead of accepting birthday presents, Connor suggested donations to WaterCan instead. The funds went to a Canadian charity, WaterCan, which provides clean drinking water to the people in rural Ethiopia. Two primary schools now have clean water, thanks to Connor's initiative.
I was starting a kind of duck cleaning fundraiser, but then I remembered about my clean water, and I took all my money that I saved up and put into my well wish.
Wow, that's great. How did that feel to do that?
Good.
Connor said he looks forward to going to Ethiopia with his parents to bring home his adopted younger brother.
Your brother's name is Daniel, right?
Yep.
Okay. What are you
going to
teach him?
One, not to swallow Lego.
That's a good one.
How to read, how to say Canadian words. Uh-huh. And one thing for me is how to speak more Ethiopian.
Great, great. And did you get your friends? You had some friends helping you too?
Oh, yeah, friends. We raised over $2,000 doing that and had a lot of fun doing it.
Oh, great. How did you do it?
After we talked to my principal and said, like, hey, could we do, like, some fun days and raise some money for my well wish? And he's like, yeah.
How did you feel when you heard that Supreme Master Qinghai is awarding you with a Shining World Compassion Award and $10,000?
I was quite surprised because I didn't really think my well wish would go this far, and I didn't think I'd be interviewed on radio or be on TV.
Okay, so it's gone farther than you thought.
Yep.
So I heard your grandparents are supportive of you and your efforts?
Every Christmas and birthday, they give me a little bit of money, and I save that and put it into my well wish. Parents, yeah, put in, like, maybe $200 each, and that really helped.
And you'll see when you're in Ethiopia, you'll see what you've been doing?
Yep.
That's important. Anything else you'd like to say?
Well, thank you, everybody.
Yeah, Connor's always been a very responsible kid and always taken interest in helping others. So whether it be animals or people, he's always had a heart for that. And so it's just been one of the activities which he's been really able to embrace and do a lot of good for people. So very proud of him.
We've always tried to reinforce with Connor is that you become a caring person and you try to give and do and help people. And I think by him doing this and having a well wish and doing this kind of shows that's caught on to him. Yeah. And he understands how important that is. And it's not only just for people, it's for animals, it's for the planet, it's for the whole world. That you have to give back more than you take. So we're very proud of him.
You must be very proud of your grandson.
We are very proud of him. He has always learned his manners and is caring to people. He was taught this before he even got to school.
We're pleased because Connor is going to be getting this award soon today, and proud of the fact that he was able to identify a problem of poor water in many countries generally, but specifically in Ethiopia, where his brother will be coming from. So this speaks very highly of his parents and the school system for instilling in him a sense of compassion and caring. So it's just been an excellent enterprise for the whole family, and particularly for Connor and his parents.
For his exceptionally caring efforts, Supreme Master Qinghai honored Connor with the Shining World Compassion Award. She further contributed $10,000 toward the Noble Project, bringing Connor's fundraising total to at least $31,000.
Master Qinghai for recognizing Connor. You know, a couple months ago, we had no idea who Master Qinghai was and what she represented. And just by the nature of this award and giving it to Connor, it certainly opened our light and our eyes as to there is others out there that are as caring and recognizing people like this. I think it just encourages a lot more people to try their best.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dear Connor, it is with great admiration and gratitude that we present to you the Shining World Compassion Award. This award is presented in recognition of your outstanding humanitarian effort to provide hygienically clean water to the less fortunate and for your pure, selfless spirit of service to others that helps create a bright future for humanity. Connor, even at such a young age, you have compassionately responded to the needs of disadvantaged children in Ethiopia by lovingly donating through a Canadian-based charity called Water Can. Half of your pocket money allowance, any monetary gifts, fundraising events, exchanging birthday presents for support, and your donation website have so far raised more than $17,000 for your charitable projects and counting since then. A portion of which will be used to pay for a brand new well to supply clean water at a school in Addis Ababa and another one further south of the city. Bravo, kind-hearted young Connor Kindred. Due to your love, empathy, and noble ideals of sharing wealth, many Ethiopian children's lives will be elevated to a higher quality through your generous and caring endeavors. Thank you for your tenacious efforts in support of these life-enhancing projects and for uplifting our world with your inspirational example of love and action. For selflessly providing for the needs of the less fortunate, for your creativity and kind-hearted benevolence, and for being a noble and dedicated young role model, we hereby applaud and celebrate the compassionate deeds of Connor Kindred, youthful benefactor extraordinaire. With great honor, love, and blessings, Supreme Master Qinghai. Supreme Master Qinghai also donated $10,000 for Connor to be able to support his humanitarian endeavor. And Connor is giving the funds to WaterCam, which is building wells in Ethiopia. So we're going to let Connor give it to the WaterCam representative, Gary.
Well, Connor, I want to thank you for all the work that you've done for the people in Ethiopia. I gather your mom and dad have seen some of the work that you've been saving money up for, and now to add this $10,000 to it, that's absolutely phenomenal, because now I think you're up to $31,000. To think that that translates into helping over 1,400 people, and in particularly children, to have access to clean water. On behalf of WaterCan and the people in Ethiopia, I really want to thank you for your big heart and your commitment and your dedication. You're pretty special. Thank you.
Also presented to Connor were gifts including Supreme Master Qinghai's DVDs, her number one best-selling books, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds, and books compiling charming stories told by Supreme Master Qinghai. Thus being honored, Connor delivered a special speech of appreciation.
Thank you, Supreme Master Qinghai, for giving me this award and recognizing me for helping other people in Ethiopia get clean water, washing stations, and latrines. Thank you to everyone that donated. All of you helped make these projects a success. Without your support, I would not have been recognized and gained this award today. Through your kindness, we have raised over $31,000 to help people get clean water. Thank you, Rod Tyler, for helping me turn a wish into real life. Thank you to everyone that donated at White City School through our fund days, and Mr. Kuz for helping me do this. We raised over $2,000 and had fun doing it. Thank you to Gary Plume for helping me, for surprising me with a phone call at Christmas and encouraging me to keep going. And special thanks to my mom and dad for encouraging me that one person can make a difference and for helping to set things up with WaterCan. We are looking forward to going to Ethiopia soon to get my brother Daniel and see my projects, meet some kids at the school, and play soccer. Thank you again to Supreme Master Qinghai for the generous donation of $10,000 and this awesome award. Thank you very much for helping me help more people.
Well done, Connor Kindred. To be so dedicated to selfless causes at such a young age is extraordinary. You and your noble-minded family are truly an inspiration. Wishing you all and WaterCan the best in these endeavors that are making the world a better place. Selfless viewers, thank you for your company on this program. Coming up next is Words of Wisdom after noteworthy news on Supreme Master Television. May sharing and caring be our source of limitless joy.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.